That's right. This is the changeover of reelection. Okay.
You want first of all, congratulations, everybody. You got reappointed, so thanks for coming. I'll call the meeting to order. First item is the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the first order, or the third order of business then is the election of officers. Do we have a nomination for chairman? I'll speak up at once.
It should be a non-county employee.
Do we have a volunteer for chairman?
That'll work too.
I'll continue the role chairman if the committee wishes.
I'll nominate Garrett.
All right.
Any other nominations? All right. We'll close the nominations and I guess we can elect Garrett by acclamation. Congratulations. It's all yours.
And do we have to elect a vice chairman? Is that still? Okay, so then the vice chairman is Rick. You're the vice chairman. Do you wish to continue serving that role?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, can I nominate?
I'm a county employee.
Yeah, but that's not, you're not the.
County chairman, okay.
Okay, Larry just nominated Rick. And can I second, or does that have to be a non?
I don't think you can, but.
No, okay, then.
I second.
Okay, it's Hans spoke up first. Hans second. And we'll do that by acclamation as well. Congratulations, Rick. Let's see, approval of minutes is the next item then, and the minutes have been, are in your packet, and if there's no changes, we need a motion to approve.
So moved.
And they're approved by Rick, and second?
Second.
Second by Hans. All right. All in favor of the minutes, all in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Wildlife management update is Jim.
The part y'all been waiting for. Really, there's not a whole lot to report. There has been some activity as far as the deer goes. I'm not going to go into it in public, but the latest count is 11 that we've seen out there. We haven't seen any bucks out there lately. We used to have a couple that were out there, but I don't know where they've gone to. Is they just hiding when we're out there? But so a little bit of an improvement there. Yeah, that's about it on that, unless anybody has any questions.
Is there a plan to thin the herd, or is it?
There is.
Okay. All right.
It's an ongoing process.
Okay. All right.
I took a contractor out by the pond down by the state police hangar for the project that we're looking at. And he was asking about access through there, and you can't drive through here. Well, somebody's been driving through there. But actually, what it is the deer trails
that wow.
have been beaten down through there to get to the pond. Yeah. And then about every two steps, there's a big pile of deer stuff.
It's all these nitrate-laden waters.
Yep. That's it on that. I guess you want me to talk about the airport update.
Yep, continue on the airport
update. Okay. Instrument approaches. The VORDME to runway 4 is still in progress. They pushed the publication date back to September 13th. I don't remember if that was what it was in the last meeting or not, but there was some discussion at the FAA, the people that do the approaches, that we don't qualify for another conventional approach here. I guess the standards are one conventional approach. If you've got GPS approaches, you know, they believe that, you know, one approach and you can circle to the other runway. So they discussed it, and for some reason they're still moving ahead, so that's good news. So, but September 13th this year would be the publication date for that. And I still haven't seen what it's going to look like, but I'll share that when I get it.
December 30th?
September 13th. Okay. The GPS approach to 4, and we kind of talked about this maybe happening when we were talking about cutting down the trees. There was a notice on the website that they were going to increase the decision altitude for the LPV minimums for the GPS by 50 feet. And I'm not sure if that would affect our visibility requirement or not. And the reason for that was that there was an obstruction in the database that required them to raise that. That obstacle was one of the trees that we had cut down in October. So we worked with them. They removed that obstruction from the database. So that, as of now, there's not going to be any changes to that approach. So that was a...
Which side was that on?
That was the GPS to 4. While we're talking about obstruction removal, we have been doing a lot of tree cutting. The last one since the last meeting was the fence area by Mrs. Tindall's house. We've cut down all those trees that were in the precision obstacle clearance area and the visual approach surface, which would have affected our instrument approaches. So those are all gone. We've got an RFP out right now for clearing the trees around, like I said, the pond area down by the state police in that area. And that'll take care of some of those problems. The bids are due on Friday. Any questions about instrument approaches? The clearance delivery frequency, we've had problems with that for years. Dover Air Force Base is kind of at the end of their rope right now, and they're kind of leaning towards making that go away permanently. Which is not a good thing. We're working with them, but if they had their way, they would do away with it right now. We've told them there's still some things on our end that we're going to try. One is replacing the antenna, even though we just replaced that not too long ago, with a much better antenna. And there's another piece of equipment that our radio guys are putting in that I can't remember what it is, but. It's not going to make a difference. They're still going to have the same problem. All the problems seem to be at once the line gets into the Air Force base up there. How it works is we have a radio system down here, gets turned into a telephone call, goes up through the Verizon lines to the Air Force base, and then into their telephone system to their RAPCOM people, and then that gets turned into a radio call up there. So. All the testing we've ever done, everything's fine on our end. Verizon, I guess, has replaced all the lines between here and there. It's up at the base. So stand by for more on that. But there's a note out now that it's out. You got to make a phone call to get your clearance.
Just for the non-pilots, just so you know, that would kind of be a big deal if we lost that. It doesn't sound like much, but it's the only way to communicate to Dover to get IFR clearances in and out of here. It's not the only way. It's the most efficient way. Yeah, for sure.
I just make a cell phone call and get a clearance and avoid that.
Yeah, I know, but it's I can't see NetJets, you know, and all these all these high volume operators, fleet operators. I can't see them. I mean, they would do it. Just really slow. It would slow things down, though. Closing your flight plan and opening the new flight plan. So hopefully they can figure out a way to do it.
I did hear the BBJ today trying to call them several times, and I guess they finally figured it out.
Yeah, sometimes it's just trading the pilots and things. Mm-hmm. It's correct, usually an operating issue, not the transmission.
I heard them calling the other day on 3242 for seemed like over five minutes, just kept calling on the wrong frequency.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever, I guess you got it sorted out. Yeah. Might have been the same guy.
Okay, the taxiway C project, the second phase, the first phase was completed, October it was. Second phase, which isn't going to affect any of the runway operations, but it's kind of the back half of that taxiway in front of the hangars over a loft. That's scheduled for May this year, still on target to do that. Mm-hmm. I'll add anything to that. Okay, taxiway D, which is the parallel taxiway. We just got the 60% plans and specs for that, so that's moving along. We are expecting that to be done in one construction period. We had talked about it being done in two because of funding issues. The FAA says we can keep it under $5 million. They can do it all in one shot. We'll see how that works out. But either starting this fall or possibly next spring when the weather warms up enough that we can just blow right through it. So we'll see how that works. Still working on our electrical systems, the outfitting the vaults and putting in conduit and stuff, and that's Rick's project, as a matter of fact, if you want to say anything.
We have proposals in, and we're looking to get a purchase order cut there within this week.
But we're also going to be replacing the VASIs on 4 and 2-2, turning them into LED systems. So that'll require the VASIs to be, or the PAPIs to be shut off for a period of time. But we'll work with everybody, especially. I'm doing that.
Is that continuous? You turn those up continuously, or just be during construction?
It'd be off until it gets flight checked, probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll affect approach. Right. That'll affect certain operators' ability to get in and out of the airport. Mm-hmm. Will they both be closed at the same time, both ends?
Don't have to be. I don't think so yet, but it's a possibility.
Yeah. And for, a few days or a few weeks? So you're saying it has to be flight checked?
Yeah, flight checked. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Once we take them down and replace them, we can't legally operate them without being flight checked.
And I remember what we did last time. I thought we had turned them on after we had them aimed. We just had them flight checked, and we may have put out a note and said they were unreliable or something, but and let people make up their mind. But once they get aimed, they're close enough for safe. Any other questions?
So for the minutes, what did you just say?
Said a lot of things, but.
So you would turn the PAPIs, the new LED PAPIs on?
I think there's a way that we can turn them on temporarily and just issue the note on that says they're unreliable.
Until they're flight checked.
Right.
I think I mean the same location as the existing ones. So you can't leave one set on, can't leave the existing ones there while the new ones are in place. That they have to be in the same exact. There's only
they're
one
running off the same power circuit, so that would be a no. But the.
It's true.
Yeah, well, right. I know it's correct. I was just wondering what do we know about the, since Rick spent a lot of time reading the specifications on the PAPIs, how closely can we aim them so that we...
My understanding with the new ones, with the onboard equipment, they can actually be aimed very accurately on site without external aiming devices.
I'm not worried about that as much as I'm worried about the flight check. Then we got to wait for the FAA to show up.
But as Jim just said, he thinks we can note on them unreliable, would they still be functional?
Yeah.
And the last time that the FAA worked with us on scheduling.
And our intent, but it's all our intent is to coordinate this so set the outages as short as possible.
Oh, I'm sure. I have no doubt. I just know that the FAA, the flight check part of FAA, I mean.
Right, but we can schedule that ahead of time. And
I just remember when we were doing reopening the approaches after the runway extension, they were. Mm-hmm. Said they would be here. They didn't show up. Then the weather, the weather issue, and then you get back in the bottom of the queue, and they got a lot of approaches to flight check. So
yeah.
I'm not worried about you guys doing your end of the deal and aiming them properly. I think that will go fine. I'm worried about the FAA showing up and actually certifying them.
And this may fall into a different category of equipment, versus an instrument approach. It is more safety related.
Well, so for this coming year, for the rest of 2018, do you have any projects that are going to close the runway for more than a few hours? Anything we know of?
The only thing I know of, and we talked about it, was the in-pavement threshold lights on runway 4 need to be replaced, and we'll do that starting at 4 o'clock in the morning till 7.
Okay, so
and we'll pick a day. Before we pick a day, we'll talk to you guys.
Okay. No other construction, nothing. We're not cleaning pipes underneath the runway. There's nothing else that,
I think that's all been done.
Nothing else that has to get done. Okay.
The year's still young.
That's right.
There is. Yeah.
Okay. We got it on record. And policy review, are you done with your airport?
I'm done.
No other questions for Jim on that? Okay, we can move on to the policy review discussion. Okay.
Well, I'd ask the committee to start taking a look at our policies, because it's been a while since they were written. And there was a subcommittee formed, and Rick is kind of in charge of that, so I'll let him tell you all about it.
Okay, the subcommittee has met. We've reviewed all the policies that Jim had asked us to review, volumes 1 through 4. And the what we've come up with is very few recommendations for changes. Essentially, the name change is obvious. But we were unable to get together and I couldn't get the documents, the red line documents, to Jim in time for this meeting. So we will be submitting those to you sometime after tonight. We'll be able to circulate them for discussion by the entire committee. We did address the hangar use discussion, the questions you had in that. Basically, recommendations to adopt the FAA's new policy on hangar use, which was effective July this year. July last year, I'm sorry. Document that in either the policy or the T hangar leases, whichever's more appropriate.
Yeah, specifically, is the policy regarding non-aeronautical use of an aircraft hangar. Air Force Division out of New York came up with an FAA new policy, actually, Air Force Division, over non-aeronautical use of basically T-hangars or hangars that are owned by the sponsor, airport sponsor. And initially, it was really sort of amazing because people all of a sudden started, some people got all up in arms, wait a minute, this is a good thing. Because before, you couldn't leave anything in a hangar if you because they said it's non-aeronautical use, like a vehicle, you couldn't park a vehicle. Well, now they said, as long as it doesn't interrupt with the aeronautical use of the hangar, it's not a problem. So, but the FAA came out with a document, and so our recommendation was just to adopt that document as the policy for them. But the third member of the committee is not here and didn't respond back to Rick and I, our recommendation, so that's why that's what you were saying, right?
Yeah, that's why we did. That's why I couldn't get the document to you today. I just needed the consensus of all three members of the subcommittee and couldn't get that today.
Okay.
Since we're on that, can I do on that? Let me throw out one thing because Wings and Wheels is not on here. Linda and I said we have decided to try to go ahead with another Wings and Wheels, even though we lost money last year. She and I met last week and spent actually a good deal of time going through a budget and a number of questions to be asked, and that's still some follow-up. But as soon as we get follow-up on some of these budget issues, like we talked to Rob last time, I was hoping Rob would be here, but then we'll go to the county commissioners with a request for support and a budget and et cetera, formal budget. We really haven't done formal budgeting on that in the past, but it's time to do that, so we did. So we'll have something, by the next meeting we will have something that probably will be very close to going to the county to ask for some assistance.
Larry, can we talk about this? Do you have an idea why you lost money?
Yeah, we spent more than we had come in. I guess a lot of it was because we didn't have a formal budget, and the car show people came up with they pulled a fast one, just to, don't put this in the minutes.
Well, it's already been recorded.
Well, it's been recorded, whatever. Let's just say that the way the car show was handled was not how we had agreed in the past and not how it had been handled in the past, so we're having to relook at that because that's what threw us into the red. We knew what our income level was on the Friday night event, And, you know, the income off the Friday night event really is what carries a lot of the expenses for Saturday and for the Aviation Education Day. And with the way the expenses were handled and on the car show, sort of after the event, it wound up putting us into the red. So we're rethinking how that's going to be done, and that's what we've done with the new budget ideas, is rethink how we're going to do that, as well as, you know, there are things that are just have been escalating in cost over time that we just haven't been able to make up for. The Friday night dinner, we had less attendance than we've had in the past. That hurt us. So I guess that's sure. A couple of things. Main thing was the car show part of it. The expenses of doing the car show. But that's not free. Even though, you know, the car show people pay a registration fee, then there's other expenses that has to come off of that that we didn't expect to have from the Wings and Wheels Committee.
Who from the county comes to your Wings and Wheels Committee meetings? Or any? Does anyone from the county?
Jim usually attends meetings.
Would you guys invite Rob too?
Or sure.
If Rob's the right guy, I mean, I don't know who he is, but.
Well, he seems to have an interest in it. He came to the Friday night dinner and was very impressed. I think it was the first time he came. Sam comes to the Friday night dinner, but I don't know. Did anybody even come on Saturday last year? I don't know if there was any of the county commissioners that were present Saturday or Friday during the Aviation Day.
If you're looking for the council to be more supportive, having a council member attend your committee meetings and really kind of get engaged and understand it, that'd be the way to make it happen.
Yeah, and ask them to maybe come out and actually attend and see what we're doing.
I agree with that. I know, but in terms of your funding, I think if that person, that council person, were to sit in the meetings and hear you guys,
Rob certainly has. That's a good idea. We will ask Rob if he'd like to attend and
sure
be active in it, because he certainly was very enthusiastic.
He seemed interested. I agree, and he's interested in the airport itself as well. Next item is the public comments. But before we do public comments, I thought I had a question. I was going to put you on the spot, Todd. About I get asked this question a lot about the runway extension. And can you share anything with us, whatever what you know or what you're allowed to tell us about the state of the runway extension and all the parts that go with it?
Everything I know is not secret, so I can tell you everything I know. It's the cart or the horse with the runway versus the road. And the road is in DLDOT's CTP 6-year plan to have the road realigned, which would then open up the ability to move the runway. I have had conversations with DLDOT officials about the county's involvement in the road realignment, since the county has a lot of the property that the road realignment will go over. And we are scheduled to meet in the very near future to discuss that. You know, sort of the idea of two government entities looking to reach the same goal, unlike a private person that owns property and DLDOT needs to go across it, and DLDOT's going to have to pay to go across it. We obviously want to make sure we get something out of this, so we're having those conversations. The timeline is, if you believe DLDOT's timeline won't slide, best case scenario is 2021 to have the road out of the way. And as much pressure that we, and that's myself and local state elected officials, could bear on the agency, there seems to be not much acceleration in that schedule that's available. So get the road out of the way, and at some point, and it turns back to us and the runway. And I mean, nothing's really changed of our plans to extend the runway. I guess those conversations have sort of been put on hold, and that's probably not a fair assessment, but just been, we've hit the pause button until we know the road's going to be out of the way. And that's really the state of the state as we know it.
So best case scenario, the road gets realigned by 2021, and then probably a couple years after that for design and or you know.
I was thinking it was 2023. The current schedule that I've got, the runway's complete the end of 2025. So it was like 24, 25 construction.
Okay. And all right.
But there's nothing for us to do until they get into the property acquisition part of the deal.
Okay.
So which means they've already done the preliminary design, and right now they're still in the environmental process. And I think it's March or April they're looking for that to be complete, and then they can start preliminary design. So, and that's.
Yeah. All right. I was just wondering, we get asked that a lot, so.
Yep.
I keep telling. I was saying 2023, but now the new.
But it's all one project from 113 to Route 9, and they're widening it the whole way, so everybody's piece of property along the way is going to have some effect on it.
Yeah.
So, all it takes is one person to take it to court and tie it up for a year and a half, and or a judge saying sorry, you can't do it. Go back to the drawing board. So.
We had their public workshop a few months ago.
Yes.
And really, our end of the realignment's not the complicated part, it's the score end of the realignment. Basically, from the railroad tracks to Route 9, both sides road is residential on each side. And I've seen in my meetings that that's where some of the source of angst is right now as it relates to the design. So we'll see. I did want to mention why the floor difference topic. The county's going to go out for a sign RFP for the other side of the runway, after the other side of the airport, the industrial park, to match our branding and marketing on this side. So look for that.
It went out today.
Yeah.
So
aligned with Jim's shirt and that branding, the other side is going to be called the Delaware Coastal Business Park, and we're going to use the same marketing branding that we have over there, and it's a sort of a menu list of the sign replacement. If you've driven by the fire marshal office recently, the sign out there is called Sussex Air Park. Yeah.
Yep. That'll get replaced with a logo sign that says Delaware Coastal Business Park. All the street signs in the current industrial park will get replaced with regular street signs with probably some kind of the Ferris wheel or whatever it is, the sun or logo as part of that, in these basically these colors. Big sign at the business park entrance, street signs over there, and then a new directory sign in the industrial park with everybody's names and addresses or whatever.
I like taking the word air out of it. I think right now, at least, confusion, I think. So I think that's a good idea. What's the name of that business that's over there that built that building?
Atlantis Industries.
Atlantis? And they build what again? What do they make?
They're manufacturing. They do work for the Department of Defense, Mercedes-Benz.
Plastics.
Okay, because that's another question we get asked, too. What's that new building over there? Okay. All right.
So Todd, are we going to change? I think we had a discussion several months back about the entrance into the air park. We talked about signs, but are we going to actually have a new entrance as part of that, or is that going to be something that will phase in?
That too.
So, yeah, we will. So there's two answers to this. The answer is it is the county's intent to build a new entranceway using the new business park to connect to existing Baltimore Avenue. We have design. We actually just paid to have design last Tuesday, and we will connect this spring. Correct. I'm looking at the county engineer.
We will bid this spring.
We will bid this spring in the hopes to build and connect.
This year.
This year. I'm hoping by summer that road will be connected. The second part of the answer to this question involves DLDOT, and it referenced what I said before about two government entities attempting to come to an agreement. What I'm really saying is DLDOT's got to approve that entranceway. And I'm hopeful that they don't put us in a spot where we've got to do a lot of things to have that entranceway approved for the industrial park. And that's about as much as I can say. We toyed with the idea of closing the other entranceway. We're not going to do that. We don't know what we're going to do with the other entranceway except keep it the way it is right now until we figure out all of this. So my hope and dream is by the summer we have two entranceways approved by DLDOT. One at the fire marshal we're not going to talk about, and the one new down at the new industrial park, business park entranceway will be approved for use.
And every business that's in the
park
name will be on the sign.
We're not sure yet. I don't know what the RFP said. Did it contemplate? They're just going to give us ideas, right?
It'll be a directory sign with all the business names.
Yeah. So
I think we said 20 spaces and be the ability to move things around. You know, people move and.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Any inaccuracies in my statements?
No, but a question for Alof. Did you have any internal discussions about the dead end road to Springfield? Whether is there any value in that for you?
Springfield.
To the old entrance which ends at Springfield Road.
On the park side?
Uh-huh.
Where the gates
that's
are right now.
You go past the chicken plant and the insulation place, that road.
Yeah.
Was it not Cedar Creek, but
was the original
Cedar Creek is
that's here.
The
that's
end,
the other one.
That's the road that hangs
Broad Creek.
Off of.
Broad Creek.
That's the chicken plant.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever
if
the
you
road.
Don't know where it is. You
we're
must.
We're on
have
Baltimore known. Avenue, Nanticoke, and the Hangar 3 and 4 is off Cedar Creek. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You got that three-way intersection there.
Yeah.
You got Baltimore Avenue goes this way, and then the, whatever that road is, the Broad, not Broad Creek.
We don't use that.
Sussex Avenue. Some.
No, I see. I see your staff members use it for a lunch exercise route.
Walking.
Yes.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you
no.
That has no value to you
no
as our anchor
no.
Tenant.
Can't speak for other tenants, but for us, it has no value.
I want to put it on the chopping block. Jim's resisting me.
You can.
That's your bargaining chip, right, for impervious?
Yeah, I mean, how expensive we're going to make our own stormwater design and how efficient we want to make it.
I don't want to stop the discussion. Is anything else you guys need to hash out? No?
Mm-hmm.
All right. No? Okay. Good discussion. Next item is public comments. Jerry, you're our sole public member this evening? Anything good or bad? Okay. Then the next item would be our next meeting date. And it would, if we can't follow the same schedule, it would be March 28th. However, that is the week of Easter and it goes into Good Friday. So I thought it might be a good idea to not meet that week. People might have vacations and so forth. So Susan has checked the schedule for this room, and the next available date after the 28th would be April 11th.
What date?
Sorry?
April
11th. April 11th. Yeah.
What about the week prior?
The week prior, I think it is booked up by the state police. Was that right? Yeah. Yeah, they must have some. They've booked this room up for many many Wednesdays going into the future, and the 11th was the only date we could find that it wasn't already.
The 11th or the 25th.
Well, yeah, the 11th or the 25th of April. So probably want to meet the 11th. So, any objections to making our next meeting date the April 11th, Wednesday, second Wednesday of April?
I won't be able to be here. I'm flying to the air shows at Sun and Fun all week.
And you're starting to get busy around there.
I'll be
is that Sun and Fun? That's the week of Sun and Fun?
Sun and Fun is the 10th through the 15th, and I'm flying Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday in the show.
Okay. Any other people that know they're unable to make that meeting? All right.
It's for me right now.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and set that as our next meeting date. Larry, if you got anything you need us to bring up, just shoot us an email and we'll put it on the agenda. And
well, I'll ask Linda just to show up to discuss anyone's on wheels progress.
Yeah.
And discuss that during the public comment.
Okay, sounds good. All right, then we just need a motion to adjourn and we'll be done.
So moved.
Okay, and a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Larry, where are you going?